Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is August 30th, 2016. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 122 of the Follow English Podcast, and today I'm going to be speaking about collocations. I'm going to be speaking about collocations that can be used to refer to the weather. It's always an important topic, I mean the weather. Because sometimes we're traveling or sometimes we're describing the weather where we live. So I'm going to go through, I'm using Oxford Learner's Word Finder Dictionary. This is an old dictionary I bought back in 1998. I actually don't remember well where I bought it, but sometimes I use it because it shows groups of words, so you look for a word like weather, for instance, and it has a lot of different expressions and, collocations and words used to describe the weather. So that's I'm going to go through the first item I have here, which is basically to answer what's the weather like, and that's basically there are lots of expressions here to refer to the weather. So first, I'm going to talk about some expressions, or I'm going to read out some expressions that can be used when we refer to good or bad weather. So if the weather is very good, you can say that it is a lovely weather, or beautiful weather, or even glorious weather. If the weather continues to be good, you can use keep up. So, for example, I hope this weather keeps up for the weekend. So, I hope this weather keeps up for the weekend, meaning I hope it continues the way it is until the weekend. If the weather is very bad, you can say it is awful. So, awful weather, or terrible, or even horrible weather. When people think they are likely to have bad weather, they say they are in for something. It looks like we're in for another hard winter. So to be in for something, that's a good collocation to remember. It's a short phrase, in fact. We also have expressions here to refer to bright or dull weather. When the sun can be seen in the sky, you normally say the sun is out. So we use the preposition out. When it gives out light, it shines. So the sun is shining. The weather is sunny, or the weather is bright in this case. The sun was shining yesterday. Or we had a bright sunny day. Bright and sunny, not rainy, you can also use the word, the adjective fine. Fortunately, the weather stayed fine and we had a lovely picnic. That's one example. Another way of referring to bright weather is when there are no clouds, the sky is blue or clear or even cloudless. Now, when there are clouds in the sky, the weather is cloudy or dull. Or you can also say the sky is gray, the sky is overcast. It's a rather dull gray day, for instance. Or the sky was overcast. When you have thick, low clouds near the ground, which makes it difficult to see, you can use the word fog. So very foggy, the weather is foggy. Drive carefully, there is a thick fog tonight. Or there are patches of fog, or even foggy weather, as I said before. When you have thin fog, you can refer to that as mist. When there is a mist, the weather is misty. That's the adjective used for the word mist. So the mist came down so fast, we couldn't find our way back. Let me read out again. The mist came down so fast, we couldn't find our way back. So we had a misty day. It is foggy, and you, if it is foggy, sorry, if it is foggy and you cannot see very far, so that it is dangerous to drive fast, you can also say that there is poor visibility. Now, when we refer to warm or cold weather, we can use some of the following expressions I'm going to go through now. When it's not cold and quite hot, but not very hot, you can say warm, a warm evening. We had a warm evening yesterday. Or when it's warmer than expected, for example, in winter, yeah, you can say a mild winter, which means not that cold. Yeah. Very warm. If it's very warm, you can use the word hot, of course, or even very hot. Informally, you can use the words boiling or boiling hot or even scorching. A period of very hot weather, when you have like hot weather for days and it's extremely hot, you can use the word heat wave, spelled in one word. So heat wave. When the air is heavy and there is no wind, for example, before a storm, you can say the weather is close. It's very close. I think there's going to be a storm. When it's not warm, cold, you can use the word cold or rather cold, but not very cold, you can say it's cool. When it's very cold, with the temperature below zero, then you can use freezing, freezing cold, bitterly cold, icy. For example, a freezing cold day or a bitterly cold weather. The weather conditions when the temperature falls below freezing point, you can refer to it as frost. There was a heavy frost last night. Or still, if a very thin layer of small thin pieces of ice on the ground, if you can see those, or on the trees, this is also referred to as frost. When it's very cold with frost, you can say frosty. The car windows were covered in frost, so we had a frosty morning. When it's pleasantly cold, you can use the words crisp or even fresh. A fresh, crisp morning in January. Or when it's unpleasantly cold, you can say chilly. It's a bit chilly outside today. Or even the noun chill. Wrap up well. There's a chill in the air. By the way, wrap up well means put on some warm clothes. The measurement of how cold or hot something is the temperature, of course. And when we talk about, I'm not going to talk about temperature here. I'm going to skip. Then there is that thing about using Celsius or even Fahrenheit. So I'm not going to go into that. But let's move on to finish. I'm going to give you some expressions related to wet or dry weather. So if you have a lot of rain, you can say that you're having a wet day or wet weather. And you can also say, use the word damp. So when there is a lot of water in cold air, it is damp. Or humid, when there is a lot of water in warm air, it is humid. When it's too warm and humid, you can say it's muggy or sticky. The air feels really humid today. It's quite muggy outside. And finally, when you refer to when it's not raining, you can say dry, like a dry day. We had a dry day yesterday. So this is it. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you learned a few new expressions that can be used, some good collocations here, and short phrases that can be used when we describe the weather. And I would like to remind you before I finish that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can add your email to the email list. And in this case, you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also send emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you have any suggestions or comments. And you can subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Podomatic, or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. And I hope you're all learning something. I'll see you next time. Bye!